Once on our way, I gave the men their orders. You think we're headed home, our own dear land? Well, Circe sets us a rather different course, down to the House of Death and the awesome one Persephone, there to consult the ghost of Tiresias, seer of Thebes. So I said, and it broke my shipmates' hearts. They sank down on the ground, moaning, tore their hair, but it gained us nothing. What good can come of grief? Back to the swift ship at the water's edge we went. Our spirits deep in anguish, faces wet with tears. But Circe got to the dark hull before us, tethered a ram and black ewe close by, slipping past unseen. Who can glimpse a god who wants to be invisible, gliding here and there? Book 11. The Kingdom of the Dead. Now down we came to the ship at the water's edge. We hauled and launched her into the sunlit breakers first, stepped the mast in the black craft, and set our sail, and loaded the sheep aboard, the ram and ewe, and we ourselves embarked, streaming tears, our hearts weighed down with anguish. But Circe, the awesome nymph with lovely braids, who speaks with human voice, sent us a hearty shipmate, yes, a fresh following wind, ruffling up in our wake, bellying out our sail to drive our blue prow on, as we secured the running gear from stem to stern, sat back, while the wind and helmsman kept her true on course. The sail stretched taut as she cut the sea all day, and the sun sank, and the roads of the world grew dark. And she made the outer limits, the ocean river's bounds, where Cimmerian people have their homes, their realm and city shrouded in mist and cloud. The eye of the sun can never flash his rays through the dark and bring them light. Not when he climbs the starry skies or when he wheels back down from the heights to touch the earth once more, an endless, deadly night overhangs those wretched men. There, gaining that point, we beached our craft, and herding out the sheep, we picked our way by the ocean's banks until we gained the place that Circe made our goal. Here at the spot, Perimedes and Eurylochus held the victims fast, and I, drawing my sharp sword from beside my hip, dug a trench of about a forearm's depth and length, and around it poured libations out to all the dead, first with milk and honey, and then with mellow wine, then water third and last, and sprinkled glistening barley over it all, and time and again I vowed to all the dead, to the drifting, listless spirits of their ghosts, that once I returned to Ithaca, I would slaughter a barren heifer in my halls, the best I had, and load a pyre with treasures. And to Tiresias, alone, apart, I would offer a sleek black ram, the pride of all my herds. And once my vows and prayers had invoked the nations of the dead, I took the victims over the trench, I cut their throats, and the dark blood flowed in. And up out of Erebus they came, flocking toward me now, the ghosts of the dead and gone. Bride. And unwed youths, and old men who had suffered much, and girls with their tender hearts freshly scarred by sorrow, and great armies of battle led, stabbed by bronze spears, men of war still wrapped in bloody armour, thousands swarming around the trench from every side, unearthly cries, blanching terror gripped me. I ordered the men at once to flay the sheep that lay before us, killed by my ruthless blade, and burn them both, and then say prayers to the gods, to the almighty god of death and dread Persephone. But I, the sharp sword drawn from beside my hip, sat down on alert there, and never let the ghosts of the shambling, shiftless dead come near that blood till I had questioned Tiresias myself. But first, the ghost of Elpenor, my companion, came toward me. He'd not been buried under the wide ways of earth. Not yet we'd left his body in Circe's house, unwept. Unburied, this other labour pressed us. But I wept to see him now. Pity touched my heart, and I called out a winged word to him there, Elpenor, how did you travel down to the world of darkness? Faster on foot, I see, than I, in my black ship. My comrade groaned as he offered me an answer. Royal son of Laertes, Odysseus, old campaigner, the doom of an angry god, and God knows how much wine,